Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Who's that on the hill, Carver High?
That's the immortal Emilio Pagan on the hill here for Tampa to shut the door.
He's got good numbers?
Yeah, 93 Ks in 70 innings, under one whip. I mean, the guy's had a really good year for Tampa.
They have destroyed the A's tonight. This game's over.
And one thing I was saying to you while you were talking to Dale, you know, there's one thing I could tell you about this game. Hasn't been much to talk about. It has been as, especially since the Rays took that 5-1 lead early in the game. You talk about just
quiet.
Slogging through and quiet and boring. Jeez.
I mean, this
not
is
a lot
look
of excitement
at
in this one.
I
huh?
mean, it's time to go see the Warriors play, right?
And one more out, it's going to be.
Well, they can go home and watch the Sharks.
How about your boy in that thing we did last night that said the A's were going to go to the World Series and play the Dodgers? How'd that go?
Who was that dude again?
I forget which one. Who that? That's the same guy who had. Then he had the A's beating the Astros, right, in the second round.
Right.
Guess not.
I guess that's all over with.
It's easy to pick on. It's hard, you know. I know that these guys like to be, you know, they like to be different and tricky with their picks. You know, before these playoffs, this isn't any sport. They like to be different. Picking the team to come out of the wild card game to get to the World Series is very, very tough to do.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Very tough.
Especially when they haven't even won the wild card game yet. So that's even tougher
to
do.
I think Tampa's a really good team. They could give the Astros some problems. But, I have a hard time believing it with those three pitchers. I really do. Verlander, Greinke and Cole. How about the story about this Cole that they can't afford him?
Could
you even believe it?
Get $250 million. I mean.
Well, it sounds to me like they're just not going to do it.
It sounds like they're going to let him go.
Can you even believe that?
I know one thing. They're going to get a ring out of it this year.
The Yankees need to get Cole.
Imagine that.
Huh?
Imagine that.
It'd be like having Clemens again. Honestly. And believe me, I don't care if he cheated. He brought it every night, didn't he? You got to admit, he brought it.
Look. I obviously, when it first happened, I was like, because when he first got traded to the Yankees from Toronto,
right?
You were like, Roger Clemens, like, you hated him because he was a Red Sox.
Right.
You know, I grew up, late 80s, early 90s. I couldn't stand Clemens because he pitched for the Red Sox.
Right.
And then, of course, that's why you root for the laundry. You don't root for the players because when these guys get
Wade Boggs.
You could hate guys as much as you want. When they put your uniform
on,
you're rooting for them. It's that simple. What do you think? I wasn't going to root for Clemens when he took the ball game 7, in Arizona that night of the World Series? You're rooting for these guys. They're on your team.
Here's Tampa. They won, and they're celebrating. That's that.
Good for them.
Now they're going to go drink for 4 hours.
Good for them.
But you liked watching Clemens and Boggs?
Sure, and Boggs was a big
Riding
part
around
of
on the 96,
horse. The 96 championship. And good for Boggs because he never won one in Boston.
Uh-uh.
So he got to come win one with the Yankees.
But do you remember the party he put on at the Bronx?
When he was riding around, that is the image of that 96 win is him. There's two things in 96.
On that horse.
Now, 96 was special to me because it was the first championship I ever saw. 16 years old.
Right.
And I seen the Yankees win the World Series. There's so many things about that entire October that I remember so vividly.
Like what?
Just the whole run, even the first round against Texas, they got down. I remember Juan Gonzalez hitting a couple homers. I was like, geez, what is going on here? And they end up winning that. The Baltimore series with Strawberry hitting dingers and the Jeffrey Mayer play. And World Series, there's 1,000 of them. The Larritz homer, Pettit's performance in Game 5, the Girardi triple in Game 6, which was huge. The way Rivera pitched it in the 7th and 8th innings, 6th, 7th and 8th innings in that whole playoff, like that. Your first championship in any sport
in
that
anything.
You remember it so well. And Boggs on the horse at the end that night in Game 6 in New York after they beat the Braves.
Right.
That's the classic moment.
Do you think Murph liked that game?
Yeah, I bet you Murph did like that game.
Did you see Nate Schmidt got hurt tonight in that game, the night's game? They carried him off the ice.
He's another guy who gets hurt a lot.
But he's done. Like, he looks like he can't walk. Did you see him laying on the ice? Seriously. But that's a good game. Vegas 2-1 on the Sharks after the first. And in the second, Edmonton up 1-0 on Vancouver.
And you said the Caps won that game in OT, right?
On a Vrana goal. Jacob Vrana with a winner.
Ruining the Stanley Cup party in St.
Like about 3 minutes into the overtime session, he struck gold. How funny is that? The Stanley Cup champs open up with a big fat L to Ovi and the boys.
They got a point.
Well, there you go. You could look at it that way. It's not the end of the world.
I always say in those games where you're playing the other conference, if you get a point out of them, you're fine. You want to get the two in the games where you're playing conference games.
Right.
That's always my theory on the Eastern versus Western Conference games.
I haven't looked up the history, but I feel like that probably happens a lot where, you know, the team comes out and they're so excited. They get the whole ceremony, the cup, the banner. Like, that's really the show for them. And it's like, oh, wait, now we got to go play a game? Well, the other team's just sitting there stewing the whole time. So that's got to happen all the time where the team just opens up with a dud.
Do you, like, we talked about this last night. Why, like, I just don't get why they get, honestly, so excited about winning a wild card game. Like, they freak out like they won the World Series. I mean, it is unbelievable to me. I mean, all you did was, like, look at them. Like, all they did was move on to the next, the hardest thing to do is the next round, the divisional round. Like, I don't understand, like, the NCAA basketball tournament, when you win that first game, you get excited, but not like this.
Well, let's be honest, too. I mean, I know Tampa had that success with Madden, but with these two teams, just getting to the next round is like a win because you're so understaffed compared to all these other rosters that just throw money at every player they can. These guys barely spend.
Right.
They're just the complete, you know, epitome of underdog.
But they're good.
But still, it's ridiculous.
Those are good teams.
There's no reason.
You win 96 games, you're good.
I get it, but there's no reason for a one-game wildcard game to be jumping around on the mound, going in the locker room and spraying champagne.
I don't get it.
Throwing beers on each other. Like, honestly, you got a game in less than 48 hours against the best team in baseball. Like, honestly, I guess that's why you're celebrating, because you're going to be out by the end of the weekend.
Is that why? I get being happy and everything and being like high fives
no
and stuff.
No reason for it.
I don't get the whole dancing around and champagne thing. I really don't.
You said it best last night. When a team advances in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, do you see them having a full champagne spray in the locker room?
They don't even talk.
They don't even talk
in the room.
I mean,
it's
not just this either. You see these guys, when they clinch the division, they start doing this too. You know, like a week and a half ago, half these teams were doing
it.
The Dodgers were doing it like the beginning of September. You don't see that in any other sport. They're like, all right, we're in the playoffs. Great, next up.
I just don't get it. Does that not bother people? 855-212-4CBS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.